Shane Lowry, a very, very solid round of 69. You probably could have got a few more out of it, though.
Yeah, definitely. I got off to a great start. Obviously, it was 3-under after 9 and playing well. And then I hit 2 great shots into 14 and 3-putted. And then bogeyed 15. It was only a 3-wood par 4. And then only par 18. So I probably think I definitely should have been 1 or 2 better. Maybe even more. But, I might be a little bit far behind going into tomorrow. That's the most frustrating part. I felt if I could get to 8-under, that I'd have a bit of a shout going into tomorrow. So I think I might be 1 or 2 too far behind. But, still very solid golf. I mean, another day like that and I'll be very happy heading down to Melbourne. GMAC's obviously playing well, so try and go out and keep doing what I'm doing and bring that on to next week.
All aspects of your game are very sharp. You're driving the ball beautifully, striking it really well, and your short game's as good as ever, and you're holding your share of putts as well.
Yeah, I am. I actually feel great on the greens this week. Don't know what it is, didn't feel great Tuesday or Wednesday, and then just it's been alright the last few days. So the greens are beautiful here. They're as good as we put on all year, so I'm seeing the lines and I'm hitting good putts, and but for the 3-putts, I've had a couple of 3-putts throughout the week, but other than that it's been pretty solid. And as you said, my drive, I'm hitting my driver as long as I've ever hit. There's bunkers at 300 yards that I'm not even thinking about, so it's a nice position to be in. And as you said, my arm play is good, so listen, I feel good. I'm playing good. Might not be the right time of year to start playing good, but listen, I'll take it any time of the year.
You mentioned obviously you're 6-under, you're currently 6 back, but there's a score to be had out there. I mean, Rafa Cabrera Bello just shot 63 there and propelled himself up the leaderboard. It can be done.
Yeah, obviously it can. That was a great score from Rafa. Something in the mid-60s, I suppose, is definitely there, especially the way I'm playing. So I'll just go out and try and do it tomorrow. Listen, the object tomorrow is go out and try and shoot 4-under front nine and then see what I can do after that.
Bit of lunch, I suppose, and a bit of rest, and you're going to go out, I'm sure, and watch the Ireland rugby team. I'm sure you have a message for them, Shane, have you?
Yeah, into McGettigan's this evening to watch the match. I think Porrick's coming down and rolling, and there'll be a good few paddies in there. Did a great win a couple of weeks ago, but I'm really looking forward to watching it tonight, and I really hope and I really think they can back it up. I think this is as strong as Ireland team that's ever been as strong. I don't know if it's the strongest, but it's as strong a team that they've ever fielded. So, it'll be nice to see them go out and do the job this evening.
It certainly would. The final question for you, Shane. Just looking at the Q school during the week, 6-under was the mark to get a card. I mean, 6 rounds in those conditions, 6-under for 6 rounds under that intense pressure. It really is. The qualifying mark is unbelievable. The standard is just going up and up all the time, isn't it?
Yeah, the standard out here is I notice it from when I turned pro. And that's only 7 years ago. So the standard's increasing every year. There's younger guys. Year in, year out, coming out on tour, you've got the likes of, there's young French guys and there's a young Italian guy, Renato Paratore. He's only, I think, 18. So he's out on tour and he's here playing this week. I mean, the top 16 in Europe. So, the standard's ever increasing. And like you said, 6 rounds around that. Thankfully, I've never had to do it and I hope I never do have to do it. So, I can only imagine, it was tough not seeing Michael or Gary qualify, but I think, Michael's obviously not had a great year, but I think he'll bounce back. He's too talented not to, and, Gary's obviously uni fresh, off his season on Challenge Tour, and I think, he might not feel it now, but a good season on Challenge Tour might not do him any harm, and try and get a couple of wins there and get onto the main tour that way, because, the low 20, if you get the 25th card, you don't really get that many starts anyway. So, he put up a great fight the other day, and I hope he can get a couple of invites and then do well in the Challenge Tour.
You're so well positioned that you've played with the elite on both sides of the Atlantic, so you've gotten a 360 view.
The European players are definitely a match for anyone. You could stand there all day and name names. Like, I played with Tommy Fleetwood today. I know he hasn't been across to America that much and played over there, but I definitely think the likes of him could go and compete over there. It's he's a proper player and he played great today. And sometimes you look at these guys and you can't understand why they're not there, but obviously he just has he's quite young, and there's guys like him. I actually feel like one of the older ones. You've got Matt Fitzpatrick who's up there at the top of the leaderboard. So you stand there and name names all day, but. We definitely have a lot of good players in this side of the pond, and I think the European Tour is getting stronger and stronger.